Costa. Thank you. Okay, it's the first of the month. Always on the first of the month, we hear from our spiritual leader at CSL, Dr. Ken Gordon. So we'll run that tape.
Hi, Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon, spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, bringing you the June installments for the value themes that we're doing for 2017. The first one we're bringing is for June 4th, and it's done by Reverend Trish Hall from CSL Metro in Washington, D.C. Her topic is the courage to do the right thing, and the theme for June is accountability. Now, I'll tell you something, is we all know what's right and wrong. We know the difference. We know how to operate. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we know it for somebody else, but we know it for our own selves. We know when we're doing a mistake or when we're making a mistake, when we're doing something that is inadequate or ineffective. And yet somehow or other, we seem to still be able to do it at times because A, we're not conscious, and B, we perhaps don't have the courage to actually stand up and do what we say we're going to do. Dr. Holmes gave us several quotes around this particular area, which Trish has quoted here. Dr. Holmes said in The Science of Mind, page 56, "I am a center in the divine mind, a point of God-conscious life, truth, and action. My affairs are divinely guided and guarded into right action and into correct results. Everything I do, say, or think is stimulated by the truth. There is power in this word I speak because it is of the truth and is the truth. There is perfect and continuous right action in my life and my affairs, and all belief in wrong action right now is dispelled and made negative. Right action alone has power, and right action is power, and power is God, the living Spirit Almighty. This Spirit animates everything that I do, say, or think. Ideas come to me daily, and these ideas are divine ideas. They direct me and sustain me without any effort. I am continuously directed. I am compelled to do the right thing at the right time, to say the right word at the right time, and to follow the right course at all times." Our ability to be able to act from an authentic being, from what we know to be right and wrong, from what we know is the direction our life needs to take, is the direction that is required. We live in a universe where everything has value, including ourselves. And when we fault that value, when we create a dysfunction through it, what happens is we actually skew the cosmos. It's very, very important that we act from our own heart, from our own understanding and our own appreciation of what is correct, what is right, and what it is for us to do. The courage to take right action is the first step to enlightenment, and it's the first step to awakening. Please have a joyous Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week. Love you. Bye-bye.
So my talk title today is Courage to Do the Right Thing. And there are three aspects to this title, to this subject, to this topic. And what is the right thing? What constitutes courage? And what makes it possible for us to have courage? What may seem like the largest of these questions can and is actually the simplified, most simplified answer. First, when we remember who we truly are and what we are wonderful expressions of the divine. The divine is our nature. Walking and living and surrounded by God's love, God's strength, and guidance, we all possess courage. Courage is in our DNA. We're born with it. The right thing to do. We know when we're a little off the mark. To stand for, in our own being, in the rightness of our being, courage and sureness. We all have it. In my opinion, life calls each of us to be greater than we can even imagine. Greater than we ever thought ourselves to be or believed ourselves to be. life, God, spirit, by whatever name you give it, whatever you wish to call that source of life, that creator, this power for good is always for you, never against you. I really like remembering that. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I kind of feel like life pushes against me. Knowing that we are born with this desire to live beyond limits or limitation. First and foremost, we are spiritual beings. We come in as a spiritual being. So in truth, that means everything is possible for us. However, each one of us, the tendency seems to be that we get so focused on the human experience that we're having, the events, our attention is only on that. And we forget we are spiritual beings entitled to the kingdom. We forget when we get wrapped up in the news, we get wrapped up in the human part of life. And I don't know about you, but that sometimes that means jealousy, and sometimes it means anger and fear and doubt. And we forget our original nature as a spiritual being. In the face of fear, ours is to let go and let God. But however, this takes courage. It's like, oh, could I have God instead? I love that because I don't know about you, but there are times that I get so wrapped up in what's happening around me that I forget that I am the center of my own spiritual being, of my own divine self, that there's more to me than this that's happening. Because without spirit, without knowing this, it feels as if our life is adrift. Like, oh, some people are luckier than others. However, we are each architects. We're each builders of our own experience. And we really need to understand that. What experience am I building? That inner life of my thinking and my feelings, sooner or later, will show up as our experience. So if we're saying things to ourselves that don't quite match love and kindness and generosity, then that's what we're going to see outside of us. Right thinking is the key to our vitality, to our prosperity, to our creativity, and our connection with one another. So let's stop right here. Right here. And I'm going to invite you to just think of what's happening in your life. Bring it to mind. It might be something that you're just not quite understanding, or you might be not too happy about. Maybe it's something on the news. I can't imagine. I invite you to take whatever that is and kind of hold it in your hands. Take it outside of you. Because it is an event outside of you, isn't it? Yet, we take it in and we claim that it's our nature. Okay, let's put it in our hand for a minute, okay? And just imagine, I give it to God. I give it to God. I give it to God. Take a breath. And just think to yourself, I'll give it to God. I give it to God. I give it to God. Take another breath. When we keep giving it up, whatever seems to have us, to constrict us, to have our attention, when we give it up, is really when we can move forward. When we can move forward and claim our courage, there's a power for good, and I am using it. Hear that? There's a power for good, and I'm using it. Usually that quote says, and you can use it. But I'm changing that quote. I'm using it. I'm willing to have this power work in my life because believing that this has a greater truth than my own heart and my own being is absolutely working against me. So I really personally, I understand this because I think early on in my spiritual growth and unfoldment, I would have made a really good attorney. But God had other plans. Because you see, I was arguing with life. I told God it was difficult. I said, this is not easy. I don't like it. Why didn't this work out? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with life? This is not fun. And on I went. Anybody do that? No, you don't. Oh, good. A couple of people are my friends. Okay, good. You see, I, as the attorney against life and against God, I had evidence to make life wrong. Anybody? Because you see, you can really bring that forward. I just still, you know, I have to work at going and saying, wait a second, there's a greater truth here. There's a greater power here, and I'm going to use it. But I would go, oh, you know what, this isn't working. And I had evidence. And I questioned God a lot. I said, you know, this is really stupid, see, because I knew God. But I didn't know how to use it and work that in my life when I had difficulties and when I had problems. The bravest, most courageous thing I've ever done is to give up my fight against life. And it took a lot of courage. Because I had a lot of evidence. And I made God wrong every opportunity I got. Now, I know I'm, you know, you don't know what I'm talking about, but you might know somebody. And you could tell them, I got this minister who should have been an attorney. We all want to argue with life. In some way, instead of letting go and letting God. That was the bravest, most courageous thing I've ever done. And I still have to keep doing it. Because you see, every once in a while, there's something that happens in life or that seems to go wrong or that I didn't pay attention. I'm leaving tomorrow for Colorado. I'm going to spend a whole week at the Financial Freedom Academy, so you really want to come next week because I'm going to get so smart this week. And I'm very good at making flight arrangements. So I made my flight because Rick takes me down when he goes to work, and I got my flight at just a perfect time. However, I didn't look far enough ahead. And I saw 10:30. Oh, okay, I'm going to get in Denver at 10:30. I'm not getting into Denver at 10:30. I'm getting into Los Angeles. I said, what were you thinking? I wasn't. I'm not going to get into Denver until 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. And so then I called and I said, is there any way I can change this reservation? She says, yes, it's $81. Now, there are times that I spend money freely and but $81 to change it, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I thought about it, and I said, you know, there's got to be a great reason for me to go to L.A., and I'm going to trust that there is a gift in this whole process. Number one, I'll pay better attention next time. But the other gift is I have no idea. You have no idea when you let go. What God will offer up to you. What life has as a gifting to you. Because you see, when we want to argue with life or make life wrong or make ourselves wrong for, you know, screwing up the reservations, it's an adventure. Life is an adventure. And I get to go to Los Angeles before I get to Denver. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you see? quickly, easily changing our mind. And then you all get to laugh, and I get to laugh at myself instead of feeling alone and frustrated. Let go. Let go to the unknown. You have no possible idea what's around the corner or what might be available in Los Angeles. Maybe it's a sweatshirt. I don't know. I have $81 I saved by taking the flight to Los Angeles. There's a kajillion million ways to look at every situation. But when we look at it only one way, we're not courageous. We're forgetting that we're spiritual beings. Emotions are part of our human existence. It's what we do with those emotions. It's what we do with those fears that makes the difference. When all of our attention goes to our stories, or making someone wrong, or ourselves wrong, or focusing only on those human experiences, we have only half working with the power that is within us. We're not full power. We've forgotten that we're human beings, but we're spiritual beings first and foremost, having a human experience. This human experience lasts this long, and then we're into the next experience. Yahoo! We forget to give it to God. Ooh, I know there's going to be a great surprise in Los Angeles. And we got to stop and just give our minds a rest. Because there's parts of us that want to go and say, oh, that was really stupid. Flight to Los Angeles? Waste of time being on airplane. I really do like going up and down on airplanes. I don't eat the peanuts, but you know I used to. I'll bring you back some. Steve Jobs said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Live your own life and listen to your inner wisdom voice. And most important, follow your heart. You can go and do anything with anger and upset and fear and doubt and jealousy. Or you can make it work for you. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, it's not so much to find spirit as it is to realize spirit's presence and to understand that this presence is always with you. That presence is going to be with me to Los Angeles and in Denver. And I'm going to stay open and available to it. What are you willing today and this week to stay open and available to the possibilities? Courage to do the right thing is an inside job. Every day, we're given choices. Every day, we're asked to choose. So today and this week, what will you choose? To make whatever mistakes you've made or every belief you've had in the past, make it work for you to live fuller and richer and a more blessed life. And laugh all the way to Los Angeles before you get to Denver. Let's take it into prayer and keep laughing. So in this moment, we know that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing, all-guiding presence. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, life. By whatever name, there is only one, and it is truly the life that lives within me. And I am blessed, and I am a blessing, and I recognize it, and I celebrate it, and I say, wahoo, God, it's so good. And what I know is true for me, I know is true of each and every one here this morning, that we are each unique divine expressions of that one life, that we are each the beloved place where God shows up, and that we are full of it. We are filled to overflowing with the light and the love and the glory of God. And where there is a need for a healing or a revealing of a greater truth, we hand it up, we give it to God, we give it over to that light of truth, and we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we just allow the work of God to take place in our life, the guidance of divine presence, of spirit, to guide us through everything that we do and all that we are. And greater than what I could speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust it. I believe in it. I live it. And I breathe it. And I just let go. I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. You are each my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. We take this on. We take it on in our own spiritual nature. And we just let God do God's work. And if you agree with me in any that I've said, please join me in saying, and so it is.
So it is.
Amen.